pretty big news just broke not long ago. I apologize if this is redundant, if you just heard some of this not too long ago. But CBS.
CBS News special report. A federal judge dismisses the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Comey was charged with giving false statements to Congress back in 2020 and obstruction of justice. He pleaded not guilty. James, who also pleaded not guilty, was charged with bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution.
CBS's John Dickerson, the judge ruling that prosecutor Lindsey Halligan, who brought the charges at President Trump's urging, was illegally appointed. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
What the judge is saying here is that Lindsey Halligan is not in the position lawfully because there's a four-month window in which you could have an acting U.S. attorney serving as top prosecutor. That window closed September 22nd. Therefore, Halligan is not to be the U.S. attorney unless judges choose her to be.
Again, a federal judge has thrown out the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. CBS News special report. I'm Vicky Barker.
Why, thank you, Vicky. And that's where we start the show, 866-391-1020. Not to hammer down on just this case, just the events of today, of the last hour or so, where that federal judge dismissed those indictments against Comey and Letitia James, but Trump's mojo. That's what we're here to talk about to start the show. Granted, I would assume that the calls will be partisan, as with everything in our life now. You're on one team or the other, and that's the way that it works. But I do think there's a large portion of the listening audience and just, well, Americans in general, who fall somewhere in the middle. And that's who I'm talking to as well. Is Trump and his administration losing any momentum that they may have had? Is it scaled back now? Think about this. There were some things that were going on that had people who were firmly in the middle going, oh, okay, that might not be bad. There were some things that had people who were firm Republicans going, look, told you he had it going on. You think about it. Shutting the border off, right? Okay. Getting Mark Fogel released. That happened. Mark Fogel, without Donald Trump, is still in Russia and would have died there. There's no question. People on both sides admitted as such. You think of, and this was in what? June. Bombing those three Iranian sites, the nuclear sites. And you jumble those things together, maybe a couple more, but mainly shutting the border off, the Iranian bombings, and you have some more things, just a few. And you say, oh, okay, Trump maybe gained some momentum, especially with people in the middle. Okay, might not like his personality, but he's doing some things. Has that taken a 180? You look at what's going on now, okay? Just that news that just broke. Definitely a demerit on the Trump administration. No question at all. Then, from the MAGA people, rebuking the 50-year mortgages. That was his grand idea, or one of them. And people said, what are you talking about? And then, also, a failure to redistrict Indiana. That's true. That's happened. He tried like heck to do that. Also, declining poll numbers. Polls are what you make of them, but I don't necessarily think that he's going up in the polls, and a lot of people are pointing to those. Also, Trump was supposedly, right, and maybe there's new developments in the next 24, 48 hours, but people build it as Ukraine and Russia were close, real close, couple weeks ago. And that seems to be an all-out war again. And then there's the big, looming, gray or black cloud over a lot of people. The economy. And it doesn't seem heading in the right direction. So, in looking at all that, at 866-391-1020, that's 866-391-1020, I want to talk to you about this as we head into a jolly holiday season. The first holiday, big holiday, coming up on Thursday for a lot of people. Trump undeniably had some momentum. I mean, he did. Like I said, gets Mark Fogle released. That guy, and maybe it hit home a little bit more because he was a Western Pennsylvanian. But that was an impossible Hail Mary, so many thought. Or maybe people who were in the middle or Republicans thought, perhaps we just tried. Then the impossible, flying planes from the middle of America, undetected, and all of a sudden, some people, well, woke up to bombings in Iran. Maybe even some didn't ever wake up because of what Donald Trump did. And that was that. That was a gigantic thing. And the border, you know, you take that and many celebrated. That was the first domino that was going to fall with getting immigration under control or illegal migrants under control. And that border is secured and locked. And for some people, they didn't want that to happen. I think most logical people want immigration reform. And part of that is not letting people just float in undetected and just come in like the dam broke, particularly down to the south from Mexico. And so that wave of, yeah, I don't know about the guy personally, but he might not be doing a terrible job, was something that I think rode Trump and Trump rode through the summer. And now you get on the other side of it, and it feels like a lot of the talk, doesn't feel like a lot of the talk, certainly a lot of the talk from the pundits and even from the neutrals is that momentum has subsided. So is that just partisan politics, or is that really the truth? Today is a stunning blow, it feels like, that a judge found that the appointment of interim U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan in Virginia was invalid. One would think you'd have a backup plan, or one would think you would have picked somebody better. Trump handpicked Halligan for this role amid increasing pressure to bring criminal cases against people he didn't like, i.e. Comey and James. And it failed miserably. You'll have people on the left pointing the finger at Trump with one arm and covering their mouth laughing with the other hand. You'll have people on Trump's side going, what the hell did you just do? You really fouled this one up? But nonetheless, the question remains, is the momentum subsiding that Trump potentially was garnering?